السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان؟ فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنا زعيم ببيت في أعلى الجنة لمن حسن خلقه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who again has given us this beautiful occasion of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of seeing many more Jumu'ahs. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of appreciating this day of Jumu'ah. And may Allah Pak make it such that the last day of our lives is the day of Jumu'ah. Every one of us would like a very smooth transition from this dunya, living in this world, and a smooth transition into the next world. But there are three such qualities if we bring into our lives, then inshallah there is great hope that Allah will give us that smooth transition, that smooth progress in this world, and then Allah Pak will give us that smooth transition into the year after. And these three qualities may seem like simple qualities, but they take a person very far. Sometimes the simple things take you very far. So the first quality that we should try and have is this quality of respecting our dini elders. In other words, somebody may have taught us a kitab when we were small. It may be an apa. She may be old now. It may be a person who was just a haji sahab. But he taught us something when we was young. He taught us how to read alif, altrif, ba, how to read ta. It may be one simple ustad. It may be the imam of one masjid. But that person is our dini elder. And sometimes the dini elder can even be younger than us. But in terms of deen, this person is elder than us. So the first thing we should do is have complete respect for our dini elders. There's no way we can repay them for what they have done for us. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, "Man allamani harfan fa ana abduhu." That person that taught me one harf, one letter, like how you get alif is one letter, ba is one letter, ta is one letter. That person that taught me one letter, I am his slave. What is meant by that is there's no way I can repay him. The only way I can repay this person is in terms of khidmat and service. So this is the first thing that we want, a smooth transition, that we should have respect for our dini elders. When a person has respect from them, automatically he is having respect for deen. And when he has respect for deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows him that respect, and Allah Pak also gives him that respectful life. When a person has a lot of respect for money, then you'll notice automatically he'll have a lot of respect for his accountant, he'll have a lot of respect for his auditor. Why? Because he's got respect for money. When a person has got respect for deen, then he'll respect the deeni elders also. The next thing that we should respect, especially in this time and age, is respect our seniors. Respect our parents, that they may be alive, and if they are alive, we should show them all that type of respect that we can show. And this is one avenue shaitan tries to attack a person. Despite the various ayat of the Quran exalting a person, respect your parents, respect your parents. Don't only respect them, show them ihsan. Ihsan means a special kind of kindness. Don't show them a simple kind, show them a very, very special kind of kindness that incorporates their psychological welfare, incorporates their mental welfare, incorporates their physical welfare, incorporates their financial welfare. Every type of welfare, you see that you are kind to your parents. Now this is one attack that shaitan uses against the youngsters, especially to show disrespect to the parents. There are two such evils that can cause a person to fall very, very fast. It's called istidraj. Two such gunas that cause a person to fall very, very fast. The first guna is bi'adbi, disrespect. Especially to the parents. Let me answer back. Let me give one jawab. Let me give one answer. Let me use my thinking, my analytical deduction, and see why what my father is saying is wrong. What my mother is saying is wrong. I got an answer to this. For everything I got an answer. This is shaitan. Remember the oldest con man around is shaitan. He's operating from the time of Adam alayhi salam. From that time he's operating, so every trick he knows. So he'll tell a person how to justify the wrong. And when it comes to justification, remember there is no end to it. In Urdu there's a word for a ostrich, it's called shutar murgh. Shutar murgh. Shutar means camel and murgh means fowl. So in other words, if you look at an ostrich in one dimension, it looks like a camel. From one dimension, that ostrich looks like a camel. And from another dimension, if you look at that ostrich, it looks like a fowl. So one person, it's just an illustration, one person asked this Shuturmurgh, asked this ostrich, that why don't you fly? Ab kyu urte nahi? So this ostrich replied, that don't you see that I'm a camel? Did you ever see a camel flying? So then this person say, acha, then why don't you carry loads, like how the camels carry loads and the camels are doing something? He say, bhai, main murghu, I'm a fowl. Did you ever see a fowl carrying loads? So when it comes to giving jawab, there is no end to giving jawabs. One person, on the lighter side, one person he was telling me, he said, I got a problem. I said, what's your problem? He says, my wife, whenever we have an argument, then she tells me, remember, I'm from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, immediately I put dead brakes. Dead brakes, ABS braking. There's nothing else I can say, I just keep quiet. There's a person from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can I give an answer? He says, but recently there was, this person is out of town, maybe about 200 kilometers away or so. He says, recently in the December period, there was this, like a souk taking place somewhere in Durban. So he says that she was dressed up with a very tight jeans, tight tops, makeup, lipstick, she was ready now to go. She's telling me, I want to go to the souk. So I told her that, aren't you from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, I am from the family, but very distant relationship. So this is our hal. We got the answer for everything. We've got the answer for everything. So therefore, when it comes to respecting parents, then the best thing a person can do is remain silent. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man samata naja." That person who keeps quiet, that person will be successful. And the third thing that a person should do if he wants a very pleasant life, he wants an easy transition, is have respect between spouses. So one is dini elders, one is our elders, our parents and our seniors, and the next is respect between spouses. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi would always say, and very often he would say, that if a person wants to have a life where there is jannat on earth, then there should be compatibility between the spouses. If there is understanding between the spouses, then this life becomes like jannat on earth. But if Mr. World gets married to Mrs. World, you can have the best couple with the best of houses, with the best of wealth and the best of everything, but if that love is not there and that respect is not there, it will be Jahannam on earth. It won't be Jannat on earth anymore. Therefore, in one ayat of the Quran, the one I read, Allah Pak mentions, Hal jaza'ul ihsani illa al-ihsan. Is there any, there's no other recompense for kindness except kindness. How can a person ever repay his seniors? How can he repay his parents for what they have done? How can he ever answer them? And now when it comes to this relationship between spouses, a very important thing is a person should understand that this wife of his is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak had given him this wife as a gift, and Allah Pak has given this woman to him to look after his iman. How can you ever repay somebody who's taking care of your iman? If it wasn't for her, we don't know what will be our condition of our iman, which places we would have gone to, what we would have done, extreme things we would have done. But because of this woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting that iman. What is there if I have to listen to some type of... What is there if I have to listen to a sharp tongue from her? What is there if I have to listen to some sound? One person mentioned, he says, that my wife always gives sound advices. Very, very sound advices. Somebody asked him that, what do you mean by sound advice? He says 95% sound and 5% advice. So this is something that Allah Pak has created. It's a beauty in the woman. It is not something that we should overlook, or it's not something that we should take and we should see and take it to heart. That she will say some things. His ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak says, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَا أَتَصْبِرُونَ. That we have made some of you as a test for some of you. أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Will you not endure patiently? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, الصبر على لسان المرأة مما يمتحن به الأولياء. That being patient upon the tongue of a woman is from amongst the tests that Allah Pak has given the awliya Allah. That the awliya Allah, the friends, the walis of Allah had been tested with a woman with a sharp tongue. Who are we to complain if a woman has to tell us something with a sharp tongue? So when a man has this quality in his life, then it's very easy to overlook. And when a person has this quality, now for him to make sabr about what his parents are saying becomes very easy. Now for him to make sabr upon what his seniors are saying becomes very easy. Why? He understands that this is a thing that even the awliya Allah had been tested with. I am such a gunegar, if I am being tested with this, what's there? What's the big thing? What's the kamal in that? There is nothing. So therefore a person should always remind himself that if I want to be in the category of the awliya Allah, I must be able to make sabr upon the words and the speech of my wife. There was a great buzrug, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a very, very high maqam he had. One person had seen him in the dream, that his maqam was in the maq'adi sidqin, that he had a very high maqam, at the maqam where the malaika, such a high maqam this person had had. So he said, let me go and spend time with this wali of Allah. Such a high maqam, I had this dream. Now when wali Allah are such that they don't disclose, they don't divulge, they try and keep everything very secret, especially about their ruhaniyat, the level of the ruhaniyat. They are scared that we don't want to spill everything. So anyway, this person spent some time and he noticed that this wali of Allah had a wife that was causing a lot of taklif to him in terms of the way she was speaking to him. That she was very abrupt, she spoke anyhow to him. So he, now this person that came to spend time, he said, Hazrat, let me tell you something. I will take it upon myself, if there's any mahar that's outstanding, I will pay that mahar to your wife. Get yourself another wife. Don't keep a wife like this. She's causing you so much. She's speaking so hard to you and she's speaking so aggressively to you that we are feeling hurt. You are not saying anything, but we are feeling hurt. So now this buzruk, at this instant, he divulges. He said, you remember that dream that you had, that Allah Pak had given me that maqam, such a high maqam. That maqam has only come to me because of the sabr I'm making upon my wife. So this sabr upon that wife is such a great thing. So sometimes we take it for granted. Now you see, inshallah, there's a nikah that's going to take place. That we'll see at least four times Allah Pak is saying, ittaqullah, ittaqu rabbakum, ittaqullah. Four times that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? That woman is somebody that is much weaker than you. It is very easy to eat up the rights. It is very easy to usurp the right of somebody that is lower than you, somebody that is weaker than you. It is very, very easy to do it. But when you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now that comes as a hurdle, that comes as an obstacle, it comes as a barrier, that be very careful. This is the bandi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I ever treat her with that respect? Or with that disrespect? So a person is very, very careful about what he says. Now when it comes to our nikahs also, we find something very easy to bring in our lives, is to try and keep the nikah simple. In Urdu, the word for nikah is shadi. And you take out those three nuktas on the sheen, take out the three nuktas, you're left with the word sadi. Shadi means wedding and sadi means simplicity. Means to be simple. So an alim very nicely said, he said, all we need to do is from our shadi, we need to take out three nuktas. And that shadi now will become sadi. That wedding will become simple. How? What three nuktas? Take out that nukta of fakhr, of boasting and bragging. Take out the nukta of pride, of kibar, that I'm Mr. So and so, that my daughter's wedding or my son's wedding must be such a great wedding. And take out that third nukta of hasad. Sometimes we don't realize, because we got some dushmani with someone, and because he had such a big wedding, now to try and supersede him because of the dushmani, it causes us now to try and compete with him in that regard. So we take out these three nuktas, very simply that shadi now will become sadi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this couple that is getting married, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him all the love, all the muhabbat, all the respect, all the happiness in the way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pleases Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nikah will take place now inshaAllah. Bride's representative Ghulam Mustafa Banu. Muhammad, did Nabila Gaud, sorry, ma, niece, ji, did she give permission for me to perform Hanika with Muhammad Talha? And Muhammad Iqbal Khan, Muhammad Tufail Khan, you all are witnesses to this. Can I go ahead and perform the Hanika? الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقد قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقد قال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام By Muhammad Talha Khan, in the presence of all those that are here present today, I hand over Nabila Vauda to you in marriage. Do you accept Nabila Vauda as your wife? Say, Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. Barakallahu laka wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a bainakuma fil khayr. Inshallah, the signing and all that will take place after the salah. We make a small dua now and then be sunnah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قابليها وأتمها علينا اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم Oh Allah, grant all the happiness, all the comfort, all the understanding in this marriage, oh Allah. Oh Allah, allow the couple and allow all of us, oh Allah, to proceed our lives in a way that you are pleased with, in a way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is happy with, ya Allah. Make every day of our life such that we get closer to you, and make the closest day of our life to you, the last day of our lives, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it such that it becomes the happiest day of our life. Ya Allah Pak, let us have understanding in our marriages. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us have that type of muwafaqat and that type of understanding between the spouses, the type of love and the type of muhabbat that is required of us, oh Allah. Let us tolerate each other, ya Allah, and make it such from this marriage, ya Allah. Pious children come out, a pious progeny comes out, those children that will be a pleasure to their parents and be a pleasure to you, oh Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those children that will be a means of promoting your deen, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that people that are not married, ya Allah, and they're looking for suitable partners, you grant them suitable partners, oh Allah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those family members of ours, oh Allah, make it such that this nikah is a means of isal al-sawab to them, ya Allah, the barakat from this, and oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the happiness and the bliss, also, ya Allah, in terms of ajr and reward, make it a means of happiness for them in the khubur, oh Allah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept this nikah, and accept all the nikahs that are taking place. Give us tawfiq to bring simplicity in our nikahs, and bring us tawfiq to make our nikah such that it is a pleasure to you, oh Allah, and a pleasure to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sallallahu ala nabi al-kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله سنة will take place now.